One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow. Roll with the punches.
Yeah, you gotta roll with the punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio, coming at you here from the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue. We're brought to you by Local 150, Sheehy Funeral Home, Cork and Kerry, Fox's Pizza, Flood Brothers, and Guinness. Guinness is good for you. Boy, what a show we got tonight. As we're heading into the St. Patrick's Day season, it's coming up right around the corner. And we have two old friends on the show tonight. We're going to start with a lady. We're going to start with a lady first. Carrie Brennan. Carrie Brennan Doran now, who was the 2010 St. Patrick's Day Parade Queen. One of the stars of my film, Her Majesty the Queen.
Oh, my God. So many years ago.
Yeah, an old friend. Her dad and mom are friends of mine. I'm sorry they're not here. They're terrific people. Let's do a quick rundown. And Carrie is married to Pat Doran, who is Pat Doran.
Doran.
Chicago Pat Fire Department, Doran. But previously at Chicago Police Department, but before that, Cook County Sheriff's Police.
Correct.
But let's go right into Carrie's background, because Carrie's a Southsider.
That's fine.
She's got to take precedence.
Come on, if you can't get it here, yeah. Where else can you get it?
Exactly.
I'm living on the north side now. They like, you know.
Julie, I do have my passport.
Yeah, I asked him, you're going to get a nosebleed when you come south of Madison Street.
Oh, my God, I'm just
This is a mixed marriage, you know, north side, south side.
It's mixed.
Yeah. Okay, Carrie went to Carl Sandburg. Mm-hmm. She went to UIC College of Nursing.
Yes.
She has a master's degree, and she's a pediatric nurse practitioner.
Yes.
Was at Christ Hospital for 4 years. Well, that's in the neighborhood, right?
Totally in the hood.
Yeah.
Totally.
And now at Edwards Hospital in Naperville, correct?
Yes.
So one of the things of the show, Carrie, is that we are dedicated to Irish first responders, our cops, firefighters, paramedics, and nurses.
Love it.
We've only had like three or four nurses.
Oh, well, I'm honored.
Lauren Cantanella has been on the show.
Yeah.
Another nurse.
Yes.
Who, and I believe a pediatric nurse
as
well.
She is. Yeah, she works at PEDS.
Terrific gal.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that because we feel that these first responders are the modern day equivalent of our Irish mythological ancient warriors.
Wow.
So we salute you, and we're so glad to have you on the show.
Happy to be here.
And then, of course, we have Pat. Pat is a Northsider, Our Lady of Victory.
Correct.
OLV. Was that?
It recently closed, yes.
But Tommy Allen was the alderman, right?
Tom Allen, yeah. Yes.
What a great
guy.
We
had Tom Allen and the Cullertons all involved.
Yeah,
in the parish.
Great people. Notre Dame High School, played football at Notre Dame.
Yep.
Went into, your dad was a cop, huh?
My dad was a policeman, yes, he was. He was in forensics, the old 11th and State. That was his office.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And he's babysitting tonight, huh?
He is babysitting tonight.
What's his name?
Jim Doran.
Jim Doran. God bless him. Okay, so you started with the Cook County Sheriff's Department. Was that when Mike Sheehan was the sheriff?
No, Tom Dart.
Okay.
Tom Dart was the sheriff.
You worked in the jail for 5 years. Boy, that's a sentence. And then you went on the Chicago Police Department for 3 years.
Yeah, just about 3 years, yeah.
And you have this great line in your bio. It says, as most guys that do that grew up in Chicago, I took the test to become a Chicago fireman.
That is very, very true.
Yeah, you just do it.
You gotta
That's what
do
I've been told.
It. It's
you just
like playing
it.
The lottery.
You know what?
Yeah.
It, yeah. And 2006, then, I took the test just like every other person, boy, that wants to be a Chicago fireman. And 9 or 10 years later, I got the call.
I got the call in 2016 when I was at work, and he's like, I just got called. And I was like, almost dropped my phone. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had been a cop for 3 years at that point?
Yeah, I'm like, I guess we're doing this.
Yeah, just about three.
Well, that's the smart move.
Never thought it would happen.
That was the smart move.
You know what?
Nobody's shooting at you.
Well, that's been nice.
When I did get the letter, mm-hmm. I had to talk to two people. One was my dad, and the other one was Tim Finnegan Sr.
Oh, I know Tim. Sure.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Also me. Also
yeah.
me.
And of course, my lovely wife.
He forgot, but
right
he did also consult.
Are you talking about Timmy Finnegan's who's in the Shannon Rovers?
Yes,
okay,
I am.
Sure.
Yes.
All right. And then there's Tommy Finnegan.
Tommy Finnegan as well.
Tommy's my insurance guy.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Really?
He's
who doesn't he
I know.
Sell insurance
he's great. He's a great guy.
Yeah, good friend of ours.
And Tim's a good company as well. Well, is Tim the fireman?
Tim is the fireman.
Okay.
And I had to talk to him and my dad, and they were kind of the ones that
said, are you not taking?
And
100%
me.
Correct.
Like an and me.
And
Carrie.
I can't, I mean, I swear.
I'm glad we're videotaping this.
I swear, this is like real life. Yeah. He forgets, but it's me also.
Okay, so what a great couple. Now, let's go back a little bit. You're also a Shannon Rover.
I am a Shannon Rover. This will be 24 years now, my 24th St. Patrick's Day.
How old are you?
I am 38.
So you've been in the Shannon Rovers since you were 14?
Yeah.
Just about, yeah.
Holy cow.
He was so little. So
good
little.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys met during the Queen contest.
Yeah, pretty great.
But not the year you won, but before that.
Yeah, we dated for a couple of years. And then
how long were you in the Queen contest before you won?
I think I was on the court for 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
And then won. So I was lucky enough to kind of...
I believe I was a judge one of those years, wasn't
I'm
I?
I'm hoping I got a vote or two.
Of course you did. Yeah.
No, you were definitely there.
Okay.
And we were lucky enough to... I mean, from what I hear, his mom said that he pointed me out and said, that one. From what I hear, and
he's blushing.
Whatever. And the rest is history. So, no, we're very grateful for him being in the band because
it's a lovely Chicago romantic story.
We're very lucky.
And now you got three kids.
Yes.
How old are the kids?
7, 4, and 15 months.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yeah,
that keeps
good.
You busy.
Yeah, a little bit.
And what are their names?
Colin, Kira, and Connor.
Oh, okay.
I know. A lot of K's. It proves to be a little challenging, but they were the only names that we agreed on at the time of delivery, so we just had to go with it.
Yeah.
But they're good kids. They're good, but yeah, very busy.
And
very busy.
Where'd you guys get married?
Southside.
Where?
St. Elizabeth Seton in Orland Park.
Oh, Orland. Oh, that's where you grew up in Orland.
Like
yeah.
South.
Way
and then
south.
His whole family literally called it a destination wedding.
Well,
like,
they're
for
right.
real.
Very,
that's
very
a,
true.
For real.
It was, very, very true.
Yeah.
Like, I was harassed.
Well, it's hard to get drunk at a wedding when you got to drive all the way back to Norway Park.
They camped out at the hotel.
Oh,
it was
I don't
whole
blame
deal.
Them. Yeah.
They treated it like a long-term vacation. Yeah. So, yes. The
where was the reception?
Denolfo's in Homer Glen.
Okay. Denolfo's. I thought you were going to say Gaelic Park.
We looked there. Yeah. We got a great deal with Denolfo's.
Denolfo's. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was a really good night.
She picked it, not me.
And so he was. Were you a cop when you got married, Pat?
No, he was a Cook County Sheriff.
Oh, okay.
At the time.
Yeah. I was a Cook County Sheriff.
Yeah. I think shortly after, I think the spring after we got married, you got on with police. If I'm not mistaken.
That sounds about right.
And when you left the police to become a firefighter, did you get a lot of heat from your cop pals?
No, I think a lot of people were kind of jealous, but...
Oh, yeah.
truth be told.
Yeah.
No, he hadn't been on the job that long, so it was definitely worth the jump.
Right. Like I would say that the biggest heat I got from the policeman was I did play for the CPD enforcer team.
What's that?
The football team.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I was kind of the left out guy on the bench, but I did play for...
You got in there.
Yeah,
You got in there. You got it done.
I played for about, what, 3 or 4 years?
Good for you.
At least 3 years, yeah.
Wow.
And,
That's mayhem, I'll bet.
It was mayhem, sure.
It was kind of funny that the... when I started going through the process, the week that we played the fire department team.
Oh.
Is that when it happened?
Yeah, we actually got a few letters and we're like,
is that when it happened? What does that mean?
Well, when we got called.
Yeah, when I got called. Yeah. So
It was like, I will never forget that day. I'm like, I never thought it would happen. And I was at work. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is crazy. I mean, great. Because it was at a crazy time.
Well,
with the police.
Policemen make a lot of jokes about firemen. Of course, firemen make a lot of jokes about police.
Yeah, but like he works in law enforcement for a long time, so now he can give it back.
Exactly.
So he could do it. He could bridge the gap.
One of my cop friends says it's the only job where you can make a living on your back. Only one
of
two jobs.
That's not true.
Ouch.
That's
ouch.
Not true. No.
Okay. I didn't mean to slam the fire department. We have a lot of firefighters on the show. Now, Pat, interesting career because your dad was also a founding member of the Emerald Society.
Correct. Yes, he was.
And you and your sister Mary Kate all joined the Shannon Rovers. How old was she?
She was...
She's probably 20.
She was around 20 when she started playing. She took lessons from a guy named Mark McDonald. Okay. And after she completed the lessons, she started palling around with the Shannon Rovers with, you know, Bill McTighe and...
Oh, yeah, Billy.
Yeah, Bill. And that's how she got roped into the Shannon Rovers.
Yeah, and then
one day she came home from practice and, hey, they need some drummers. You want to do it? Yeah, sure, why not? Now I've been doing it for 24 years.
It's a fun
years.
Group of people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you meet everybody in Chicago.
Yeah,
you
it's
go
really
all
good.
Over the city and you do a lot of hobnobbing and laughing, I'm sure. And you got Greg Daly and Tommy Finnegan and people like that you're hanging
out know,
with.
The people that are in the band are great. Marty McAndrew, our band manager, he's been taking care of everything right now. And hopefully now that COVID's done, it's starting to pick back up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be rocking this St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be big this year.
So your dad was, is your dad still in the band?
I would say emeritus status right now. Okay. He's a little older, you know, but he still pails around every once in a while.
How old is your dad, if you don't mind me asking?
He's probably 75.
Oh, good. Well, there's guys in the Shannon Rovers.
Yeah.
He makes his appearance when he wants to, and he gets warmly welcomed, for sure.
Now, you had a thing in your, tell me the story, but your dad was a cop, Larry Eiler. Who's
yes.
this weirdo serial killer?
So the Larry Eiler story, it was kind of my dad's claim to fame.
How old were you when this happened? Do you remember?
One.
Oh,
two.
Okay.
I don't remember. It's all the only reason why I know this
down
story
in the family,
is because of all the my dad's been on. If you ever see any of those cop shows that are on TV,
I watch them all the time.
Discovery.
First 48 is my favorite show.
You can find footage of this documentary.
Yes.
We found it the other day.
There's a documentary on Larry Eiler?
Yes. And my dad's in it. And my dad ended up being the one that found the fingerprint that convicted him.
Good
He's
for
the
him.
Highway killer.
Yeah,
killer, right?
The highway,
for
the
those
highway
that
killer.
Don't know.
Yeah, from the mid 80s.
I remember it vaguely. What a creep.
Yes, yes.
Not his dad.
No.
Just to be clear. He did, yes, total creep.
What's the documentary? Have you ever seen it, the documentary?
Yeah, it was, it was on I think it was A&E. Could have been, or might have been the History or Discovery Channel.
You pulled it up the other day.
I forget, though.
It was really cool how they showed how his dad got they dug the body out of the dumpster. They took the garbage bag that the dead body was in, put it in this thing, and somehow his dad had a device to lift the print. It was wild.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild.
Good for him.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, he was a creep, and he killed a lot of people, didn't he, the highway?
Yeah.
21.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yikes. Also, now, when you were a cop, all the other guys in the force called you and your pals the Jump Street guys.
Yes,
was
actually.
Is that because you were so young?
No. It was, if you ever seen the new version of 21 Jump Street with Jonah Hill
He's
and Channing
He's as cute
Tatum.
As Channing Tatum.
No.
Probably.
I was the short little dopey
Jonah
Hill.
Guy.
Yeah, that's me.
You're
that's
selling
me.
Yourself short.
And,
I tried for you.
My partner at the time, I'll say his name, Todd Burkoff.
Great guy.
He was, he's about 6'5", 6'6".
Former NFL also.
Yeah, he had a trial with the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
So he was kind of a big dude.
Yeah.
And
were you guys partners?
Yeah, we actually rode the bike team together, and that's how the Jump
Oh,
Street.
I forgot that.
In Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago. And, okay.
They were in the worst of the worst. Straight out of the Cammy, I'm going to put you in the worst area.
Yeah,
have a great day.
We went down the 51st and Wentworth.
It was terrifying.
Oh, well, that's where the station was.
Yeah, second district. So we went down there, and we were on the bike team, and
just the two of you. Well, it's good to have him with you.
Fresh out of the academy.
It was great.
Go on a bike.
Yeah. We had so much fun.
Scary.
The jokes going back and forth. And he played on the CPD Enforcers as well.
Oh, did he? Did he recruit you to join?
I recruited him.
No
That's
kidding.
My I recruited
good
him.
For you.
Holy, I recruited him.
Okay.
I was on the job before he was. So I recruited him.
All right. We got it.
Now, What about the Brown's Chicken murder? You were involved with the...
Oh, that was kind of funny. One of my first
that
days...
That was funny.
One of the first days...
I guess you have to laugh at some point.
I graduated the Cook
now,
County
where did
Sheriff
that, I remember that, but wasn't it in
was
the suburbs?
Palatine.
Oh, it was Palatine.
I think it was Palatine.
Yeah. Okay.
And one of my first days coming off the academy going into the jail.
Oh, yeah.
I walk in and get assigned a tier, and one of the guys on the tier was the Brown's Chicken guy. I'm like, whoa, wow.
I thought they never caught those guys.
Oh, it was, God, I can't think of the guy's name again.
I don't know. I don't
Jagorski?
Know if he had, I don't know what his name is.
That's the guy that was, Jagorski.
Creepy guys, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the one that was on the
they
tier.
They killed like 6 or 7 people, as I recall.
Yeah. So that was kind
in
of...
KFCs? Is that so... Like, I don't know.
Brown's Chicken.
Brown's Chicken.
Oh, Brown's Chicken.
Brown's
okay.
Chicken, not KFC.
They were not happy with the coleslaw.
Tastes better? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tastes better, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So right. Walked in, and I had no idea what was going on.
He was on your tiers where you were guarding him.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So that was kind of a little bit of a... Whoa.
Oh, wow.
He was in max security in the jail.
Where I was at,
like
I was
literally
in
every time
9.
He went to work,
what's
I'd be like,
like,
"What is going to happen?"
Is it? Keep them in solid, I mean, are they off by themselves or what?
It depends
ever see
on
the Green Mile. Was it like that? At all?
No. Okay. It depends on where you're at. In Division 9, they had, special incarceration for certain individuals, and they had protective custody if they wanted to sign in. For protective custody, and then they had General Pop.
Yeah,
and I would say they try and break you up into wherever you think the individual should fit in.
Yeah. So they had you in maximum security.
Well, yeah. They were great guys there. Yeah. We all had each other's back. It was a fun time.
Oh yeah.
Believe it or not, it was a great crew that worked
great
there.
Great camaraderie.
Yeah, for sure. No, he's still friends with. All the guys.
I still talk to a few of them.
Yeah.
So.
That's pretty wild.
It's been a while few years.
Yes.
When you really think about it. My God.
All you got to do is state police now, and I got them all.
No, there's no more career
stick
changes.
Stick with
this
the
is it.
Fire department.
This is it.
What
this
did I do it. With your sheet? All right, so now how'd you get into nursing?
My mom is a nurse.
Oh, is she?
All of her sisters, most of them are nurses.
No kidding.
You know, I just got to see how valuable it was to have knowledge of health. So I was lucky
enough
to
follow
her.
And it's not easy, and that's one of the reasons we started including nurses in our guest list is because Patty and I were talking tonight. A friend of his is a nurse, a male nurse, and I won't get into it, but he said he didn't like it because they'd say, you see that fat lady over there, she's gonna die in a couple of weeks. You got to go change her diaper now. Stuff like that, and that gets old real fast. I'll
well, I don't mind doing that kind of stuff. I'm happy to.
Good for you.
I think you got to take care of people. Someone's
good for you.
That.
No, that you got to have that kind of an attitude.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mostly like babies and kids and so I'm lucky.
A pediatric nurse.
Yeah.
Now is that a different kind of? I mean. Do you have to go to different schooling to be pediatric nurses? And
No. If you graduate with your, regular nursing degree, you can work anywhere. So I was a neonatal intensive care unit nurse at Christ for like 5 years, and then I've got my master's degree, and now I'm working as a nurse practitioner in a doctor's office through Edward.
These are sick kids, right?
They
tragic.
Can be. Yeah. I'm kind of like more first line. Like your kid has from well visits to. I have COVID. How do I deal with this? But mostly well. I'm not, in the ICU. And newborns that are born, I'll go see them in the hospital. But just, your normal basic needs for, normal families. That's kind of what
you.
I do. So not in the jail. not fighting crime.
But you're both helping people.
I'm happy to do it. I love my job. It's really great.
Yeah. Now... You saw the movie Her Majesty the Queen, which I'm very proud of.
Yes.
If anybody wants to see it, you can go to my website. Mm-hmm. And you won that year that we filmed it.
I did somehow.
And now there's a whole former queen's thing, because there's not that many of them, obviously.
We're friends.
Yeah, they're all friends.
We're friends.
And they all meet up. Now you're going to have a big thing. They used to have it at O'Brien's. Where is it at now?
You know what? There's talks of a former Queen luncheon. I don't know where it's going to be yet.
Okay.
They've done it.
Former Queen's lunch one.
Yes.
They used to call it the old Queens, but that didn't work.
Well, I like former.
A bunch of guys showed up.
I like former. Former's nice.
Former Queens.
Former's
yeah.
nicer.
Yeah. Okay.
But they are going to have that.
They're going to have the former Queens luncheon.
Oh, they are
coming up
it.
Soon. Yeah.
I don't know when. Yeah. I'm sure the news will drop soon.
Yeah.
I don't know when.
I hadn't realized that it was 2010. That was 12 years ago.
Long time.
Yeah.
I know.
Any stories about when you were the queen? You get to meet the mayor and everybody.
That
and
was so awesome.
Got
yes.
to meet your husband.
That's all well, you met.
I always say the best thing that came out of it was him because we would not have this life without it.
He was the prize. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was really awesome to see Mayor Daley and to let you guys know he always preferred when I was in the court or when I won, I was always the shortest.
Ah.
So I heard that he gravitated towards me because he was always taller than me.
Because he's kind of short.
Well, he was taller than me.
Okay.
So let's put it that way.
Yeah.
1 year, actually, my sash, Mayor Daley would throw a St. Patrick's Day party, and they had this big vat of mustard next to the corned beef. I have to have mustard with my corned beef.
Yes.
So I bent over, got some, put it in my thing. My sash dipped into the mustard.
Yeah.
But my sash was yellow, so I didn't know there was a large, huge blob of mustard on my sash. I almost mustard stamped Mayor Daley. I looked
mustard stabbed.
Literally, it would have been terrible. But no, I mean, as far as like weird stuff, anything good?
Well, that's a good story.
That's a great story.
I didn't.
I avoided it. I was able to quietly ask somebody for something to wipe. Someone handed me something. I got rid of it.
Yeah.
I did it.
Who was in the, who were the queens when you were in the court? You were in Julie Pop's court.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was the year before. Julie Vency was a queen my first year. She
I
was the
her.
First year doing it, and she was a doctor.
Oh, wow.
She lives in Colorado
now. Oh,
that's
why she won. She was a doctor.
She's so incredible. So she's great. And then Eileen Kapelnick was a queen 1 year,
my second year.
Yeah, she's
okay.
awesome. Actually, yeah. I just saw her 2 weekends ago. They invited all the former winners to announce this year's queen at Plumbers Hall. Weekends ago.
Yeah. That was on YouTube.
I saw
some of that.
Yeah. So it was really good to see her. But yes, and we do keep in touch throughout the year.
There's only so many elite people who are members of that little sorority.
I mean, I don't know if I'm considered elite, but
well, you were the queen.
I made it. I somehow did.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah. And this year's queen is going to be on next week, by the way.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And she's awesome.
Kelly Layden. She was on the show 2 years ago, and we just replayed it.
Oh, really?
And hey, big shout out to Jimmy Coyne at Local 130
for
putting on the Queen Contest and all the great stuff that the
plumbers
do.
They do such a nice job.
Yeah.
It's a really nice event.
Pete Nolan and I worked for the Local 130 for a long time doing all those commercials and stuff. So very soft spot in my heart for Local 130 Plumbers Union.
The parade's going to be big this year. They're going big.
Oh, because there hasn't been one in 2 years.
I know.
Years.
They're going, well, it's going to be big.
Yeah.
There was rumors that it was going to go down State Street again.
Well, that didn't happen. I know there were talks.
It's going to be on Columbus Avenue.
It's still going to be the usual
spot.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the weather looking like? And was there controversy between the queen, the downtown queen, and the Southside queen, or what?
Really?
I don't know. I'm asking. The downtown people were told they couldn't march or something like
no
that.
No one treated me like that.
Well, that's good.
2010.
That's good to know because we don't want any of that
100
stuff.
Years ago. No, yeah. No one did that to
okay.
me.
Okay. No. All right. But Julie Pop was a riot.
Riot. She's awesome.
As the queen. What's she doing now?
She lives on the South Side.
Oh, does she really?
She's got 4 kids.
Wow.
Her husband's a plumber.
Is he really?
Yep.
Well, sounds like she had some clout then.
I think he was already plumbing.
He was already plumbing.
He was already plumbing. No, it went back when she won. I think it was all good. And actually, I think he proposed her, if I'm not mistaken, on the South Side Parade, because we would do the South Side Parade too, as just representing the plumbers.
You're 100% correct. We played it.
Yeah, so she got engaged when she was queen, when she did the South Side Parade with the plumbers. It was like
right
after.
Oh, that was her when she got engaged?
Yeah.
Now, were you guys engaged when you were the queen?
Or no, was it, the next year. It was at, he proposed at the Irish Heritage Center.
I did.
He asked one of our favorite local bands, the Larkin and Moran
Brothers.
Oh, tell
me that story.
Yes.
They're friends of ours.
Yeah.
We're
Go ahead.
St. Patrick's Day night, we have a TV show that we do called Our Irish Pub.
Yeah.
They're the opening act.
They're fantastic.
Right on this stage here.
They're our favorites.
They are terrific, yeah.
So he contacted them and arranged that when they
This is at the Heritage Center?
Heritage Center, downtown.
Yeah. For an event of some kind?
It's not downtown.
It's on the north side.
This was in July for the Heritage Center's annual Irish Fest.
Oh, the summer thing. Yeah.
So he contacted them, I don't know how long ahead of time, and he said, you know, when you play this Galway Girl song, is it okay?
They're playing that on our show.
That's
very nice.
That's what he says
night,
is our
they're
song.
Playing Galway, it's a great song.
That's it.
Her hair was black and her eyes were blue.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah, it's still black, so that's great. That's great. We're doing okay. Yeah. He gets on the stage. And I'm like, what is he
What's
doing?
What's he doing up there?
There's like hundreds of people. I'm like, what is he doing?
And it's then in the middle of the summer.
He's like, Carrie Brennan, where are you at? And I was like, what? I'm looking up at the stage.
You
like,
didn't
okay.
see it coming? Yeah.
I mean, you never know with this guy. Yeah. You never know. And then that was it. So actually, he told
The crowd going nuts?
The crowd was going nuts. Yeah. I was going nuts. It was
so
really
he came
great.
Up. He got you up on the stage and he gave you the ring?
He came. Then he hopped down. I walked up.
Yeah.
You know, people are taking my belongings away from me because I think everyone figured out what was going on.
Ah, yeah.
And then he did it. So,
that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Good for you. You're a romantic, Pat, I can tell. A romantic
every
at heart.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Every now and then.
Yeah, keep telling her that.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure you were worried about him when he was a cop going out. And
yeah.
Like, oh, man.
It was really terrible.
He's the Jump Street guys and all that. And yeah.
I mean, some of the stories, which I got to the point where I didn't really always want to know.
Yeah.
But, you know, he'd be in, like, direct gunfire, you know, coming home from work. And when he was on the bike team, I was like, this is crazy.
It's tough.
Yeah.
One thing I want to ask you, Pat, and one of the reasons we do the show primarily is back in, when we started the show in 2019, but in 2020, all the riots, all that Antifa garbage and BLM and all that other insane stuff. And that's when they started talking about defunding the police and all that. Even though you're still not with it, what's your take on that?
My take with that, why would you want to defund the police?
It's insane. I know.
I actually have my peanut gallery over here telling me to keep it down.
No,
keep it
why?
Down,
it's
keep
crazy.
It
no, you cannot. You cannot defund the police.
Yeah, you cannot defund the police. What I mean. When
our
right
neighborhood is
would.
All cops and firemen and city workers and families. And
it's just like down here, police, firemen,
Edison
city
Park,
workers.
Norwood Park.
Yeah. We're all kind of the same mindset. Like, what's going on?
We're living
doing?
In a world gone mad, man.
Yeah,
and we just got to get through it.
Yeah, we
because of good people like you.
Yeah, we got three little kids. We got to figure it out. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's one of the reasons we did. We got more involved with the show is because that happened.
Yeah.
And they burned our city down and nobody did anything about it. It's crazy.
I hope it never happens again.
Yeah. Well, I hope it never happens again either because they had this petty criminal and they make a martyr out of this piece of crap. You know who I'm talking about. His name's Floyd. They're building statues to this piece of crap. Anyway, don't get me started. Thank you. Thank you, folks. Anyway, so what... How long? You got a long career ahead of you as a firefighter.
I got about 10, just shy of 10 years with the city right now.
Oh, good for you. Oh, it all goes together.
Yeah. Long story with that, going through the process, trying to buy the time, but.
You got a few years left.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah, you have a side job?
Actually, I do. Yes. I work down at Soldier Field.
Oh, with Tim Finnegan, I'm sure.
And Tim LaFever and Marty McAndrew. Yeah. Yes, we all.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I have, during the week, I do tours. So
tours
Monday,
of Soldier Field?
Yes. Monday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, come on down. I got tours.
Yeah, I'll make a point of getting
Little plug. Come on down.
Oh, anybody can sign up for these tours? And
absolutely. Yeah. Come on down. There's three or four tour guides. And
do you go to a lot of Bears games?
Yeah, I work some of the Bears games. Phenomenal side job.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I know he calls it work, but I don't know if it actually is.
Oh,
sounds like
yes.
He has a lot of fun.
Yes.
Oh, of course he does. And so do you have to go out to Naperville every day?
Not every day, but yes.
You're on call right now, even as
I
we,
am.
As
I have
we
not
speak.
Gotten a call, so everything is good.
There's no phone here, and they probably called you 10 times, and we wouldn't.
No, I got it.
Oh, check it. She's got it right
there.
I got it.
When you're on call, you have to keep your phone with you.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, but I have not got any calls.
Okay.
Took care of business before I left.
Now, how old are the kids again?
7, 4, 15 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Actually, we decided to have a third, and then 2 weeks later, COVID hit.
Oh,
it was
wow.
a really crazy, scary time to be pregnant, but luckily it all worked
out. Oh, through the whole COVID thing.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You were with child. Yeah.
And actually, we were living with his parents upstairs in their house because our house was being demoed.
Oh, wow.
I would never recommend a complete home renovation during an epidemic and being pregnant.
Yeah,
if anyone
yeah.
was considering it, we can't do this. Don't do this.
Yeah. That was a
it was
rough.
It was a rough year.
I'll
a
bet.
Rough year, like for us all. But yeah, it was a lot. So we're in the house. It's still upright. It's all good.
And your parents are taking care of the kids tonight as we
they
speak.
They are, thank
it
God.
Is.
What, give them a shout out. What are their mom and dad?
Jim and Maureen Doran.
God bless them.
God bless them.
And your parents are on their way to Florida right now.
Yes, yes. Okay. Tom and Bernie. Mm-hmm.
Tom and Bernie are in the film, Her Majesty the Queen.
They are. My little brother's in there, too.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, she goes, she wears green every day. He was like, whatever, 12 years ago, little. Yeah, he was in it. My other sister was in it. My grandma was there the year I won. It was a big deal.
It was really fun. It was terrific.
Actually, my dad's cousin won back in 1986, so it's kind of been in the family.
1986? Who was that queen?
Erin Brennan.
Oh, yeah.
She's awesome.
I do remember her.
Yeah. She's so great. She lives out in California with her daughter, and her daughter's actually in show business. And
oh, no kidding.
She's a film star. She was in Sabrina. She's got a few shows coming out. She was the Sally Draper in Mad Men.
Oh,
so she lives
wow.
out in California now.
She's got a big career going.
She's going to be a big deal. Yeah. She is a big deal. All right.
Yeah. Erin Brennan.
But no, I just think it's a really cool Irish tradition.
It is. It's a great tradition.
I'm glad it's still going.
Not a beauty contest.
Yes.
It's all about young Irish women, and they're just terrific people, all of them. Skinny and I used to do the Catholic Charities golf outing every year, and we would have the court with us. I don't know if you ever were with us for that. But
I never went, personally.
It was insane.
Yeah.
And we'd work a hole, and it'd be like beat Skinny and Hooli.
So
and
fun.
We'd be just hanging out with the gals. It was a lot of fun, I gotta tell you. Anyway, so great to have you guys on the show.
No, we appreciate it.
We're very proud of you both.
Any reason I can drag him to the South Side, I try to. Show him how great it is out here.
It is, but you got
so
the house. And
I know, we're kind of up there now.
But you can visit. What the
heck? I know,
heck?
We do.
Are you
we
going
do.
To the South Side Parade this year?
I'm sure I will be probably a part of it.
Yeah, we usually go.
Yeah.
We usually go.
Now, what about the downtown parade? That's the 12th, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's in it. They usually have a full...
Oh, with the Shannon Rovers.
Yes.
Oh, you probably have a million gigs coming up, I would think, huh?
We could play up to 200 times in the next month and a
half-ish. Holy cow.
I think you'll have a lot of gigs.
Yeah. Actually, this Sunday, we're going to be out and about at the Chinese New Year Parade.
Where's that?
Down in
Chinatown.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, Chinatown.
When's Chinese New Year, Island?
Hey, it's the year of the tiger.
Oh, is it?
That's it is the
cool.
year of the tiger.
Oh, they'll probably be playing a lot of Eye of the Tiger for that.
They lead the parade. They're the first people out in the parade.
Who are the Chinese?
No.
Oh, the Shannon Rovers.
Shannon Rovers.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I have a documentary that we're doing. We're re-screening it the 12th. It's called Our Irish Cousins, and I have a great interview with Johnny Lettner. Remember when Johnny Lettner?
Oh, my God,
John Lettner.
He was, what year was he? He was the guest of honor.
Yeah, but for years, he was the guy who led off the parade. Yeah.
He was the one that he was.
You guys have a flag honoring him.
He led us. Johnny Lettner led us.
He led the Shannon Rovers.
He led the Shannon Rovers.
But you guys have a flag for him.
We still have the flag. And
he had the St. Patrick's Day motto and all that stuff on the
thing.
Right.
He had one of our kilts.
What a great guy.
Yeah, I did meet him. He's awesome.
How many guys are in the Shannon Rovers?
Right now, I would say probably about 60 to 70 guys all together. I mean, on a given St. Patrick's Day, we could probably outfit about 60. And we go curb to curb. We try to. And
what does that mean, we go curb to curb?
With guys
to
curb to
spread
curb.
Spread people
out. Oh, you get like 20 across, whatever. Yeah.
So it's a great thing I got involved with the Shannon Rovers, and I have many, many, many friends that I've met from there, and the stuff that we've been doing lately is unbelievable, and
cool
the
stuff.
Trips that we've been on, and one of them was Maureen O'Hara's
her funeral, I remember that,
That
you guys played there and everything, I remember that.
Yes,
cool.
that, That was a great
was
trip.
Was that at Arlington?
It was. We played at Arlington
because her
National
husband
Cemetery.
Was a veteran and everything. Yep. Yeah.
Right. Yes. I can't think of the name. Blair. Blair was his name. His tomb.
Oh, her husband.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the guy who had the flying.
And then the
planes.
His grave was right at the bottom of Robert E. Lee's house.
Oh wow.
So there was there was actually a couple of.
And how many guys? You guys all took a bus out there?
We took a bus and we spent the.
Oh yeah, you didn't
fly. Did Cliff Carlson go with you guys? I think he mentioned that he went.
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
Because
yes,
he was documenting it, right?
Okay. Yes. Okay, we got to wrap this up. I wanted to mention one of my favorite. Guys, Tommy Finnegan, about playing the, they play at funerals and stuff, and you get one piper, and you give them a couple $100 or whatever.
Yeah.
And Tommy, I'll never forget, told me, he goes, well, you know, and we deal with the Emerald Society pipes and drums.
Right.
We deal with the Chicago Garda pipes and drums, Stockyard Kilty, you know, there's like a lot of different pipes and drums. And the saying was, well, for $300, we'll play for 10 minutes. If you don't want to pay, we'll play for 35 minutes.
That is correct.
And then you'll want to blow your brains out.
Okay. Oh,
all right, you guys. Happy St. Patrick's
Day.
Oh,
my God. Happy
St.
Patrick's
Day. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks
for
having us.
Salute you guys.
Oh.
Very proud of you both.
No, thank you.
And tell your friends about the show and come back again and
do
when you have that fourth baby.
Okay. For God's sake. Oh, my God.
All right. God bless you both.
Oh,
take care.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages from our friends on Hibernian Radio.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-4000. 0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
Hey folks, Charlotte Houlihan here. Did you know that Hibernian Radio is now streaming worldwide on Global Irish Radio? Every Saturday night at 7 p.m. or 1 a.m. in Ireland. Yes, the Irish are always way ahead of us. Check it out at globalirishradio.com or capital GIR.ie.
Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly institution at 99th and Western, as well as in Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. You got the best of both worlds. Still owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose mom and dad, Frank and Teresa, bought the Western location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. They opened the doors in Orland at 73 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. You'll recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, whose great times have been celebrated for generations of Chicagoland Irish. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner, whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza. It's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Beverly at 773-239-3212 or in Orland Park at 708-349-2111. They're proud sponsors of Hibernian Radio and all Irish first responders. Mention this show for a free toothpick. Gotta love that Fox's Pizza.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
And we are back on Hibernian Radio. Oh, it was great. They're putting me in the High Holy Day spirit for St. Patrick's Day. So our thanks to Pat Doran and his lovely wife, Carrie. They're just terrific. Great kids. And I've known both of them a long time. So I want to remind everybody, coming up, our friends at the St. Baldrick's Foundation, and this is put on by the Knights of Columbus, Father Perez Hall, over on 111th Street. They raise money for this foundation, and they shave their heads at the event. The upcoming event will be this year. This is the fifth year Father Perez will have a team involved in raising money to support the foundation and Emily Beasley's Cures for Kids Fund. Emily's dad has been on our show, just a terrific guy, Chicago Police Department detective. So we would like to encourage other Brother Knights to join our team or donate to the cause. Last year, Father Perez's team raised over $18,000. And they placed first in the 115 Bourbon Street. Also, three of their team members placed in the top five for the event. The date for this event is March 12th, 2022, and will be entirely virtual event. And sign-up donation information will be discussed at future meetings. If you need more details, call Dan Conwell. He's the Chancellor of the Knights of Columbus. 708-705-8732. Dan Conwell, 708-705-8732. Good cause. Now, that same day, interesting enough, we just cut a deal on this the other day, my son Patty and I, on March 12th, the day before the Southside Irish Parade, is Hooli Fest to kick off the Southside Irish Parade at the Beverly Arts Center. We're going to be in that little black box theater there, but we're scheduled to screen three of our favorite films, starting at 4 p.m., Going East on Ashland. My one-man comic memoir, Growing Up Irish on the South Side, which was recorded live on stage at Beverly Arts Center in 1994 and ran for over 6 years all over Chicago. Makes you feel old, man. But it's terrific, and it's a great capture of that performance. Pretty darn funny, if I do say so myself. Then at 6 o'clock, our Irish Cousins, which premiered at the 13th Annual European Union Film Festival in 2013. And it's my first family trip to Ireland. A lot of fun. 3 stars from RogerEbert.com. You will love it. And finally, at 8 p.m. on Saturday, the most recent hit tells the story of the Father Chicago Flag, In Search of Weeping Jim. In Search of Weeping Jim, which premiered at the 7th Annual Irish American Movie Hall in September to rave reviews and tumultuous huzzas in County Mayo, Ireland last October. All three films are audience pleasers and designed to trigger laughter and thirst. At the Beverly Arts Center that day, cocktails are conveniently available in the lobby. We'll host a complimentary souvenir program for Hoolifest, as well as merch and Patty's Irish Whiskey raffle. Tickets for each film are $12. Seating's limited. So order your tickets now at 773-445-3838. Hope to see you all there. You'll be hearing a lot more about that. Now, so, Billy, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Ken's, Wrong's, Hart's, Cork and Kerry, any of those great Irish saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy, who died?" Anthony Garrity, Tony Garrity. He was born in May 1934 in the village of Stonefield in County Mayo, Ireland, on the coast of the North Atlantic. Tony spoke Irish as a child and would recall that he heard English for the first time when he went to school at the age of 5. Upon returning to Ireland, he left school to find work in England and help support his mother and younger sisters. He was helping out his family. When he got back to Ireland, he and his family decided to accept an offer by the Irish government to relocate to the south of Ireland as part of a movement to restore the Gaelic language. They took on a small farm in a place called Carrigeen in County Kildare, which later became known as Mayo Lane. It was there that Tony met his future wife of nearly 60 years, Elizabeth Philomena Garrity. He loved to tell a story when he first saw this fetching young redhead while he was helping her father bale hay and she was running behind the tractor to help. Tony survived by his wife of nearly 60 years, Elizabeth, his sisters, Sally and Peggy, and 5 daughters. God rest his soul, Tony Garrity. Robert O'Keefe went to heaven. And he survived by his beloved wife, Sarah, whom he was married to for 66 years, and his daughters, Bridget and Kate. Bob grew up in the South Shore neighborhood of Chicago at St. Bride's Parish, and he went to Mount Carmel High School, where I went. He's a proud fan throughout his life. Go, Caravan! He served his country in the United States Naval Reserve in the U.S. Potomac River Naval Command. God rest his soul. In lieu of flowers, please consider making a donation to Misericordia. Whenever PJ sees that in an obit, he says, "Oh, he's one of the good ones." I said, "PJ, I hope I don't have to die to find out I was one of the good ones." Anyway, Hilda M. Mulhern, 95. Beloved wife of late John Mulhern, devoted mother of John and Janice, God rest her soul, Hilda Mulhern. Timothy William Hill, 73, of Chicago. Tim was born in Detroit, attended University of Detroit Jesuit High School, earned his bachelor's and master's at the University of Michigan, survived by his wife Sally, his children Charles Hill and Kelsey Hill. It was for more than 3 decades he was an educator at DePaul University School for New Learning. Above all, Tim was beloved for his engaging personality and sense of humor. Our best memories of him include fun and end in smiles and laughter. He will be missed by everyone who has the good fortune to know him. God rest his soul, Tim Hill. Jean Thorpe, 74, of Naperville, cherished wife of the late John D. Doc Thorpe, and the beloved mother of Timothy Thorpe and the stepmother to her other children. She was proud of her career and friendship she forged during her time with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. God rest her soul, Jean Thorpe. Patrick Connolly, devoted husband of Susan for 24 years, loving father of Joe and Pat. Connolly family asks that you please try to donate blood to your local Red Cross in Pat's honor. God rest his soul, Pat Connolly. Agnes B. Ford, beloved wife of the late Henry, cherished mother of Mary, Michael, Larry, John Ford, and Eileen. And donations in Agnes's name to Catholic Charities would be greatly appreciated. She must be one of the good ones. Daniel J. Broderick, loving husband of the late Rosalind, caring son of the late John and Mary R., dear brother of Kevin, John, and the late Sheila, fond uncle, cousin, and friend of many. God rest his soul, Dan Broderick. Mary Ellen Kelly, age 72, beloved daughter of the late John and Mary, dear sister of Janet and Noreen. God rest her soul. Mary Ellen Kelly, 72. Mary Keneally, 98, County Kerry, Ireland, passed away January 29th. Beloved wife of the late Martin Keneally, the mother of Marie, Peggy, Therese, Michael, Thomas, the late Martin, John, and the late Kathleen. God rest her soul. Mary Keneally, 98. Edward Patrick Daly, 86, born in Mullingenstown, Delvin, County Westmeath, Ireland, to Matthew and Elizabeth Daly. He is survived by his brother Thomas, sister Mary, and sister-in-law Mary Daly. He is also survived by many nieces, nephews, and great-nieces. God rest his soul, Ed Daly. Daniel James Carey, 38, of Oak Lawn. Wow, that's way too young. Beloved son of Patrick, retired. Oh, Pat's an old friend of mine, Pat Carey, retired CPD, and Mary Beth Carey, loving brother Amy Carey and Patrick Carey. A funeral is Friday at Christ the King. God rest his soul, Daniel James Carey. Catherine Watts, finally, 74, of Oak Lawn, beloved wife of William J., loving stepmother Lauren and William. Catherine also had many dear relatives here and in Ireland. She was a devoted friend to many. God rest her soul, Catherine Watts. Okay, we can close up the crypt now. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Hey, everybody. This is Charlotte Houlihan. Don't touch that dial. My grandpa will be right back some more Hibernian radio. He said something about seeing a man about a horse. Sounds like I'm actually going to get that pony after all.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Deep, deep
in
deep,
the south deep, side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep, deep.
All
deep.
The way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks. Where they only spoke Yakky Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bouncer and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Huh? Can I get you two?
This yeah. is almost 70 years we're talking.
70
when
years?
The mix what? His teeth,
oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind.
Mind, yes. mind, mind.
Hidden place on the other side of
bunkers.
Welcome, crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as Hoolytown.
Hoolytown.
Welcome to Hoolytown. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hoolytown.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Hoolytown. Hey, apologize to the family of Catherine Watts when I said finally. I didn't mean finally that she died. I meant finally was the last of 13 obits that PJ gave me. And a shout out to our old pal PJOD. Okay, now this is the part of the program where we tell a couple of jokes. Sort of. Okay, I'm going to tell two jokes. The madam, everybody knows what a madam is, opened the brothel door in Winnipeg and saw a rather dignified, well-dressed, good-looking man in his late 40s or early 50s. May I help you, she asked. The man replied, I want to see Valerie. Sir, Valerie is one of our most expensive ladies. Perhaps you would prefer someone else, said the madam. No, I must see Valerie. Just then, Valerie appeared and announced to the man she charged $5,000 a visit. Without hesitation, the man pulled out $5,000 and gave it to Valerie, and they went upstairs. After an hour, the man calmly left. The next night, the man appeared again, once more demanding to see Valerie. Valerie explained that no one has ever come back two nights in a row, as she was too expensive. There are no discounts. The price is still $5,000. Again, the man pulled out the money, gave it to Valerie, and they went upstairs. After an hour of bliss, he left. The following night, the man was there again. Everyone was astounded that he had come for a third consecutive night, but he paid Valerie. They went upstairs. After their session, Valerie said to the man, you know, no one has ever been with me three nights in a row. Where are you from? The man replied, New Brunswick. Really? She said, I have family in New Brunswick. I know, the man said. Your sister died and I'm attorney. She asked me to give you your $15,000 inheritance. I know, it's terrible. Okay, here's one for our cop buddies. Motorcycle police officer stops the driver for shooting through a red light. The driver's a real jerk. Steps out of his car, comes striding toward the police officer, demanding to know why he's being harassed by the Gestapo. So the officer calmly tells him of the red light violation. The motorist instantly goes on a tirade questioning the officer's ancestry, sexual orientation, etc., in rather explicit, offensive terms. The tirade goes on and on without the officer saying ever anything. When the officer finishes writing the ticket, he puts A.H. in the lower right-hand corner of the narrative portion of the ticket. He then hands it to the violator for his signature. Guy signs the ticket angrily, and we present it with his copy, points to the A.H. and demands, what's that stand for? The officer says, so what? When we get to court, I'll remember that you're an a-hole. Wait a minute, there's more! 2 months later, they're in court. The violator has a bad driving record with a high number of points. He's in danger of losing his license, so he hired a lawyer to represent him. On the stand, the officer testifies to see the man run through the red light. Under cross-examination, the defense attorney says, Officer, is this a reasonable facsimile of the ticket that you issued to my client? Yes, sir, that is the defendant's copy, his signature and mine, same number at the top. Officer, is there any particularly marking or notation of this tick you don't normally make? Yes, sir. In the lower right-hand corner of the narrative, there is an A.H. underlined. What does A.H. stand for, officer? Aggressive and hostile, sir. Aggressive and hostile? Yes, sir. Officer, are you sure it doesn't stand for A-hole? Well, sir, you know your client better than I do. Okay. What a great time we had tonight. Thanks to Pat and Carrie Doran, the Dorans, and we're looking forward to seeing you all at Hooli Fest in March. Next week, we have the Queen, Kelly Layden, Chicago police officer, and the 2022 Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade Queen. She's a terrific gal, and we'll see you later. Bye!
Yes, I wondered. Started walking.
rolled up my shoes.